One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there's nothing like a mysterious old man in a suit staring into your soul at Costco.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. And yeah, 855-853-4802, the phone number to call if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. A ghost in a Costco. That's interesting. I've heard of Walmart's. And I don't know if this is true. I'm just saying I've heard of. So take that as like, I watched it on TikTok, meaning it may or may not have any validity to it. There's been some properties that have, some believe, been built on burial sites.
Sure. I would almost think that maybe that would be the only reason a new place like that would have some sort of energy.
Sure.
Or there was something on the land, you know, some sort of Native American.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Do you remember the episode of Unsolved Mysteries from the 1980s where it was about the haunted Toys R Us?
Yes.
In California, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it was built on just that. It was like some old farmstead or something. And they believed that the Toys R Us thing was built on where this guy's graves was, and nobody really knew it till later. I don't know. But they had the psychic that came in and like did a seance in the Toys R Us, and they even like they shot the episode in there too. It was creepy.
Jeffrey's head started spinning around during the seance.
Yes.
I mean, it was
and yeah, it was really kind of creepy because and it turned out the actor, the guy that was wearing the Jeffrey costume in the Toys R Us, perished in that filming because his head lit. They took him out of the costume and he was dead. And
stop it. Just stop it. I have to say this too, though. Like I don't know what I was going to say. I was going to say something very, very poignant. And now I can't think of it because I got Jeffrey's head stuck in my brain.
You're picturing the guy in the costume.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, I'm seeing more and more and more about all these cities that built all these buildings and parking lots on top of graves that were never moved.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing to me. I thought it was like once in a while you'd hear about this, but pretty much if you look up the history of a medium to large city, you're going to find that all over the place.
Everywhere. everywhere you want to be. It's true. I mean, there's so many cities, if you notice, if you drive down some certain roads, there'll be like cemeteries, and there'll be a cemetery on one side of the street and a cemetery on the other side of the street. And the graves are pretty freaking close to the road. And there's just like a fence that's like right there. And then there's the graves. What do you think is underneath where the road is?
Good point.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, it's like once it's really sad. There's one that's like right down the road from me. And I think the most recent grave is probably from like, I don't know, the 30s or the 40s. And it just sits there and it just kind of rots away and nobody goes to see anybody because even those people are dead. And every once in a while, people go over there and like, I think voluntarily like mow it. I'd be kind of scared to take my mower in there though, because there's like tipped over headstones and you probably hit your blade on it. But it's just sad. But I imagine, you know, that's how that happens. Eventually, it's like, well, nobody really knows anybody here anymore. And suddenly you have a Aspen Dental on top of it, which actually that's in another part of our city.
I think you're right about that. And I don't know. I guess that's the reason why I don't want to be buried.
Yeah.
I don't want to be ripped up for a road somewhere down the line.
I want to be encased in glass. In like some weird roadside attraction that people talk about for years.
You know, I would expect nothing less from you. That sounds exactly like what you deserve.
Wasn't there something that we used to go to on field trips as children in Wisconsin where there was like a garden or something and the guy was like fucking buried in glass in it?
I do know that St. Nazian's has a priest that was buried just outside the church. And that's like north and east of Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
And his body is still encased in glass, I believe.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Maybe. Could be.
Okay. Because that like something like that just came to my mind where people talked about actually going and it was real.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. But I thought there was like a, I don't know, like a garden attraction or something. Where it was.
Could it be a shrine or something like that?
I want to say it was like the domes, but it's not. But
I don't think there might be bodies under the domes, but I don't think they have them encased in glass.
That's more so like the mob probably did that.
Yeah, exactly.
But something like a gardens type thing of that nature, not necessarily indoors, but like a botanical type thing where, you know, there's a, I don't know, maybe I'm out of my mind. It's just random. Or it's the St. Nazim and I got it mixed up with something else. Could have been that. Totally could have been that.
I'm going to go ahead and do some searching while we listen to our call.
Okay, very good. You're going to find like new attractions we didn't even know about. It'll be great. Let's go to the call about the ghost in the Costco and hear the ghost story. Hi.
Love your show. Been meaning to call in, but sometimes it's just hard to find some quiet time, you know. A good time to call. A little nervous, not sure why, but bear with me. Anyways, I'm about 23 now, and this story actually happened when I was younger, young enough to where I would get in occasional fights with my younger sister, as all younger siblings probably did. And, well, I was walking through Costco, of all places, a grocery store. It was me, my younger sister, and my mom. And so we were in the back of the store where they sold, like, the drinks, you know. And it was farther back than the entrance or the cashier. It was kind of isolated in a way. It wasn't really crowded. And anyways, we were walking down the aisle, and I guess me and my sister got into a little argument, and I ended up hitting her on the arm. And it was pretty light, but, you know, considering we were both young, it probably had more meaning then. But, anyways, it wasn't so out of the ordinary. We got in little squabbles every now and then. But we're walking around, and as we round the corner of the aisle, I see this older man. And he was standing to himself, and he was wearing a suit. I remember a dark suit. You know, he had a light shirt under, maybe a white shirt, but the suit itself was dark, a tie, and he was wearing a hat. And he was an older man, had wrinkles and everything. And it was just odd because when we rounded the corner and when I looked at him, I instantly had felt deep remorse for hitting my sister. And it's something that is kind of hard to describe because we didn't say anything, and a few minutes had passed since I'd actually hit her or slapped her, you know, on the arm. It sounds so terrible, but, you know, some time had passed. So to see him and to instantly think of it, it was just odd to me. Like, it didn't just feel like I was sorry for it, but it felt like that's what he wanted me to think. It's really odd, but I can't really put into words what I felt, but it was this overwhelming feeling that he was good. I got that. And I also felt very, very bad. And how I translated it to myself at such a young age was that it almost made me want to cry, like a good tear, kind of like a, I'm so sorry, what am I doing kind of thing. And it was so much to where I wanted to apologize to my sister. Granted, I didn't, but it was just really odd. I got this weird feeling. So anyways, I don't think much of it. Granted, it did cause me trouble at that moment. And now that looking back, I can describe it in such a way. But at the moment, I was just like, that's the weirdest thing ever. So we keep walking. And, you know, mulling over it a few seconds, I'm like, okay, this is kind of strange. I'm just going to ask my mom if she at least saw the guy. Because he was so on his own, and he wasn't even shopping. And the way we made eye contact, it was just so strange. So we kept walking, and I looked at my mom, and I said, did you, and she goes, see that guy? And I was shocked because one, it was just odd for her to finish my sentence. Like, she knew what I was going to say. And I was like, yeah, did he make you feel kind of weird? And she was like, yeah. And granted, I didn't get into more detail with her. I didn't ask her how he made her feel, but it was really odd to me that she knew exactly what I was about to say. So I was like, was he real? And it was just weird how we could understand each other without actually going into detail. And she was like, you know, I'm not sure. Let's go and check. So we rounded the bend, like the aisle, and came back through. And of course, you know, he wasn't there. And it, I don't know. It was just a really weird experience. I don't know, of course, for sure if it was anything paranormal. But, you know, at that moment, and what I kind of told myself afterwards and what I still kind of tell myself today is that maybe, I don't know, this is the only way I can describe it, but maybe he was an angel of some sort, and it was his job to kind of just be there. And it was something that was good to learn from, I guess, you know, because he did make me feel sorry for what I had just done, which isn't necessarily the best thing in the world. Granted, kids getting a little tiff all the time. But, it was odd. And, you know, I listen to every one of your shows, you guys. They're great. And it's really been a nice thing because it's caused me to reflect on weird instances like that. And there's other times where I've been able to kind of read somebody or something. And it's always a good emotion, though. I know that it seems like it's notoriously kind of a mean thing or a bad thing that people pick up on, but for me, it's always been something really nice. Like, I can tell someone is involved with their church almost. I can just get this overwhelming feeling that I can't quite describe, but I don't know. I just wanted to share. I know a lot of people, it's really common to talk about demons and darker entities, but for me, it almost felt like an angel, and I was just curious if maybe, you know, granted, if it was an angel or not, I don't know, but has anyone had more of a beneficial kind of interaction with something that was outside of a loved one? You know, because granted, you know, it wasn't involving someone that has maybe passed. It was just a random thing where I did something that wasn't necessarily good, and yet something told me, you know, to kind of realize that and to grow from that, just like I would imagine an angel should do. But thanks for listening. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. Thanks for listening to me. And yeah, that's it. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
That's kind of interesting. I wasn't sure exactly what to think, but the more he kind of talked about it and explained what he thought it was, it does sound like maybe, I don't know if it was necessarily an angel or just someone, an energy that came through to kind of verify, hey, I saw you do that kind of thing, right? I think it's funny because he said that he never apologized. Like, I realized it was bad to do, even though I never said I'm sorry. You know, mm-hmm. so that sounds like me growing up, to be honest.
Yeah.
Or it's a ghost that just wanted to go get the hot dogs at Costco. It could be that.
It could be. And all the free samples out there and all that kind of stuff.
You know, I went to a Costco the other day. Second time, I think, in my life. Because I've never lived in a city that's had them. Or when they were there, I already was like a Sam's Club member or whatever. We don't have any here. I'm in Northwest Arkansas. I'm in the where Walmart is founded and their home headquarters and everything are right here. Right. So it's Walmart land. They were going to put a Costco in, but they blocked that from happening. So we have, I don't know. I have no idea how many Sam's Clubs we have. There's probably, I'm going to guess, 8 to 10 in this general vicinity. I went into the Costco today. It's a Sam's Club, but it's red.
I mean, basically, they're all the same, aren't they? When you think of... Yeah, all grocery stores are basically the same. There's different levels of grocery stores, but in those levels, they're all pretty much the same.
It feels like Marshall's and TJ Maxx, even though, I mean, that's like the same company, technically. But it felt, for being a completely different company, I was shocked how similarly it was laid out and just how... I don't know, similar it felt, honestly. I was expecting a little different. People are going to be like, no, Costco is so much better. Sam's Club is so much better. Whatever. I mean, everybody can have their... I didn't buy anything, and I'm sure I'd have my opinion there. But I was just really surprised. It was just like, oh, it's red. it's a red version of a Sam's Club.
Could it be possible that maybe somewhere deep down it is secretly owned by Walmart?
Wouldn't that be interesting? It's like you get really deep into it, and you look at the ownership, and it's this whole conspiracy. And they secretly actually own everything.
Everything's a freaking conspiracy these days. Everything.
Including Walmart also owns
our souls.
That's kind of
our souls.
That's a little bit better.
Can you give that to me again, but with an evil laugh at the end of it?
Yes. We turn the music off. Walmart technically owns
our souls.
There we go.
I'm not amazed that you can do that, but I think yours is actually better than mine. I always thought that I was great at an evil laugh.
Yeah.
And my segue from Santa Claus into evil Santa Claus is my favorite impression to do, but I think you top me with the evil laugh, so I bow down to you, sir.
Oh, I learned from the best, and that would be you. So there you go. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff, check it out, Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi, starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi, starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi, starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi, starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members, your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.